Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple has launched a limited edition accessory for the iPhone called the iPhone Pocket. It evokes a modern-day version of the iPod sock using a single 3D knitted cloth to create a wearable pocket for your iPhone. It's sort of a combination of the iPod sock with the cross-body strap that Apple released earlier for this year's iPhones. It was designed by Apple in collaboration with Issey Miyake, a world-renowned fashion designer. Miyake's design studio was actually who made Steve Jobs' iconic turtleneck. The pocket is made from a stretchable cloth material that can hold your iPhone as well as other everyday items. You can stretch out the pocket to glimpse at the iPhone screen without fully taking it out. It can be attached to a handbag, worn over the shoulder, or worn around the wrist. Apple says the iPhone Pocket launch is a limited edition accessory, and it's unclear how much stock that they have. It'll only be available online in select regions across the US, the UK, France, China, Italy, Japan, Singapore, and South Korea, and it will be on display in a handful of Apple stores. It's available today in two different sizes. The short strap iPhone Pocket will cost you $150, while the long strap design will cost you $230. It's available in a range of colors, including lemon, mandarin, pink, sapphire, cinnamon, and black. You can hit the link in the show notes for some pictures of the new iPhone Pocket and to place your order today. Next up today, Apple is already hard at work prepping iOS 27 for a release next year, and a new report highlights three major new AI features coming in the update. Bloomberg reports that iOS 27 will bring a visual redesign to Siri, an AI-powered web search tool, and an AI agent that helps you manage your health. The AI agent to manage your health is designed to quote-unquote replicate your real doctor. Codenamed Project Mulberry, the feature will be baked into a revamped version of the health app on your iPhone, and will take advantage of the health data that Apple already has about you, including data from your Apple Watch and other sources in the health app. It's being trained on data from Apple-hired physicians, and Apple is looking to bring in outside doctors to create videos for the new health app. Apple is also looking to hire sleep experts, nutritionists, physical therapists, mental health experts, and cardiologists. Apple also wants to find a major doctor personality to serve as the quote-unquote host for the service. One of the focuses of the app will be food tracking, with Apple using AI to help users monitor their nutrition and make suggestions. The new visual interface for Siri coming in iOS 27 is meant to make the voice assistant more personable, and previous reports have described it as having a design similar to the Finder icon on the Mac. And finally, the web search tool will integrate AI to make it easier for people to find what they're looking for on the web without using a traditional service like Google. iOS 27 will be announced at WWDC next June, and we expect more rumors to emerge in the lead-up to that launch. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Your Mac holds your entire digital life. Photos, taxes, resumes, maybe even your wedding video. Backblaze backs it up all automatically. So if something goes wrong, nothing is really lost. Don't wait for a disaster to appreciate backup. Get 20% off with code 9to5daily at checkout. Backblaze.com/9to5Mac with code 9to5daily to start a free trial and save 20%. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Rounding out today, we have new reports on the future of the iPhone Air. The information reports that Apple has delayed the launch of the iPhone Air 2 and notified engineers and suppliers that they were taking the iPhone Air off the schedule without providing a new release date. The report says that Apple has, quote, stopped short of canceling the next iPhone Air, and some Apple engineers and manufacturers are still working on it. That said, there is no official release date on the books, and this decision to remove the iPhone Air 2 from the schedule is rare, if not unprecedented. The second generation iPhone Air was originally supposed to launch next fall alongside the iPhone 18 Pro and iPhone Fold. The information attributes this decision to lower than expected sales of the device so far. The report says that Foxconn has dismantled all but 1.5 of its production lines for the first version of the iPhone Air, and it expects to halt all production by the end of November. LuxShare, Apple's other iPhone Air production partner, ended its production of the device at the end of October. But not all hope is lost for the future of the iPhone Air. The information also says that Apple is working on a new design for the device that aims to make it more appealing to consumers. This reportedly includes a second camera, an even lighter design, and a larger battery. Apple is also working on bringing the vapor chamber cooling system that first debuted on the iPhone 17 Pro to the iPhone Air. But again, the iPhone Air 2 doesn't currently have any sort of release date inside Apple. The hope among some engineers is that the device will be ready for spring of 2027, but whether or not that is feasible remains to be seen. And remember that Apple is planning to shake up the release schedule of the iPhone 18 lineup. In the fall next year, Apple will launch the iPhone 18 Pro, Pro Max, and iPhone Fold. The base model iPhone 18 and iPhone 18e are expected to launch the following year, in spring of 2027. This is part of a shift in strategy by Apple to better spread the launch of new iPhones out across the entire year. But again, the question right now is whether the iPhone Air 2 will launch in spring of 2027, or if it will launch at all. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.